All right, it's working. I checked. 7:48 a.m. on Friday, July the 12th, 2019. I think what happened yesterday was that I pulled the app up and then forgot to hit record. Because the app was active, the app was up. It just wasn't running. And I didn't check it, so. Yeah, I got the 2 mile walk in. I'm gonna just sort of recap some of the stuff I talked about yesterday, because it was, I'm mostly complaining about Stranger Things. I don't get it. I just don't. It's not a story that's dragging me in. And I think it's because it's mostly horror. Good morning. Good morning. Mr. Athletic T-shirt this morning. Yeah, the characters, I really don't care. You know, I'm like five episodes in. And it's not. You know, do I want to read a book or do I want to watch Stranger Things? Read a book always wins, almost always wins. So I just couldn't get into it. I don't know exactly why. The characters are weird. And not attractively weird, not weird in that I want to know more about them. Just weird. Of them all, the sheriff is the most, what's his name, Hopper? Is the most interesting. And yet even he is not intriguing. The plot is not intriguing. The story is not intriguing. So I gave up on it. I went to, where did I go to? Shoot. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I was thinking, no, it's not the OA. I trouble the OA too. I watched that piece of that last year. It's like, it's the same setup. It's the same, you know, kids and supernatural stuff happening. It's like, I don't know. No. Now, the Umbrella Academy, I enjoyed. I enjoyed that greatly. That's not on Netflix, that's on Amazon Prime. But the OA, nope. Nope. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I watched one episode, I watched the pilot. I'm hooked. See, that's the difference. And I don't know really why. Part of it is characterization. A lot of it is the characterization. The two science types, I can never understand anything that they say. Colson and Tahiti. Yeah, there's something there. So it's fun. And I'm enjoying it, so I don't have to watch Stranger Things anymore. I'm still watching Bosch. Bosch is wonderful. It's on Prime. It's on my treadmill. That lady has a nice hat. I want that hat. It's like a canvas fedora kind of thing with a leather band. It's got a little brim to it all the way around. It's quite nice looking. And I bet it's comfortable. Good morning. Everybody I've walked by has smelled of coconut oil this morning. Oh, this is going to be hot. It's already over 70. It's probably close to 76. It may be even close to 78 by the time I get back. This eastern walk is going to be brutal. And I can't claim anything other than distracted. My alarm came up to go to the walk at 7:10. I ignored it. And I finally came to that the walk had come up at 7:10 and I had ignored it, and it's like, oh, it's almost 8:30, 7:30. It's gonna be one of those days. I've gotta go back to Boulder to meet with the Bank of America again. It's a 100-mile round trip. And I really don't want to do it. It's more like 110, but 100 miles. Over and back. Gotta get a charger for the van if I'm gonna drive it around. The good news is the van has the air conditioning. The Taurus air conditioning needs to go back into the shop again. So, yeah, I gotta do that. There are little patches of shade here. It's not going to be too bad. So I did go and do a little mining yesterday. Went into the Malachi Vagrant's company and got a little mining in, did a little money for him. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. I got another mine goo payload coming. It's a Sunday morning. So I know what I'm going to do on Sunday. I still have to sit myself down and get get Scrivener open again and get going on Cape Grace. Oh, that's where the jaguar lives. There's a classic Jaguar sedan. Every once in a while, it's English Racing green. It's that dark forest green. Every once in a while, I see it purring through the neighborhood, and I'm hit with a pang of jealousy, envy. I guess it's envy. Ah, shade is cool. Got a big chunk of heat coming here. Then I think, you know, I really don't want to spend that much money on a car. It's like the car is something to get me from here to there and back again. Like today, I have to go to Boulder. Looks like across the street and walk in the shade over there. Be fine.
Morning.
So I mentioned yesterday, but because you didn't hear it, I have the treadmill cranked up to 3.5 miles an hour, 3.5. And so what was taking 40 minutes is now just under 35, or just over 34, depending on how you want to look at it. So that extra half mile shaved off about 5 minutes from the total walk. And the workout is a little stiffer. It still feels good. It feels good when I stop. There's an old joke about a guy standing there pounding his hand with a hammer. Why are you doing that? Because it feels so good when I stop. So... it is a workout. I sweat. Heavy sweating. That evening shower is marvelous. I need to get a shower caddy. I can see that right now. I need to get a shower caddy. I need to do something about soap. The shower has a little inset in it, and the stupid thing is tilted outwards. I'm sure it's, you know, so that water runs out of it, but it also dumps the soap and the shampoo and everything else off the shelf, out of the little cubby. It's like, this is lovely. This is stupid. There's probably something I'm doing wrong. I could get a shower caddy and hang it over the shower head. Yeah, picked up a piece of glass in my boot. I have to get these in and get them resold before winter. Which means I need something else to wear while I'm walking. For a couple of weeks, probably. They need to be resold. I need new laces. But they're Red Wing and I have the receipt, so... lifetime guarantee. this lady with a dog. She's the one who's not. She's real skittish, so I better stay on the side. Give her and the dog some space here. Good morning. Got a little smile from his mind, that's good. Well, she didn't scowl at me today. I'm always conscious of meeting people on our street. And I'm trying to deal some, I mean, whether she smiles at me or not is not, it's not really the issue. The issue is whether or not she feels comfortable enough to greet me. And, you know, I'm a ratty old man talking to himself, walking down the street. I'm out here every day. Can't have a job, must not be doing anything real important. Who is this oddball? Who is this weirdo? So, it's like, this one woman with a little Scotty dog, little Toto dog, she's always smiley, she's always bubbly, she always says hi. This woman always, up until just this once, has always been rather frowny and don't look at me. Sorry. Okay? I can do that. All right, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.